Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsingh and in this audio, we will discuss anaphora. So what is anaphora? Anaphora can be defined as a literary or a oratorial device involving the repetition of a word or a phrase at the beginning. At the beginning of sentences or stanzas or clauses. For example, ek poem hai, by Thomas Carew. Now who was Thomas Carew? Thomas Carew was a court poet of Charles I during the reign of Charles I. So the title of the poem is a song. That is the title in which the first line of each stanza has the following line. Ask me no more where ask me no more. So this phrase, ask me no more, is repeated in every stanza of that poem. So this is an example of anaphora. Now I'll just read out the poem. It is a very short poem. It begins, ask me no more where Jove bestows, when June is past, the fading rose. For in your beauty's orient deep, these flowers, as in their causes sleep. Ask me no more whither do stray the golden atoms of the day. For in pure love, heaven did prepare those powders to enrich your hair. Ask me no more whither doth haste the nightingale when May is past. For in your sweet dividing throat, she winters and keeps warm her note. Ask me no more where those stars light that downwards fall in dead of night. For in your eyes they sit and there fixed become as in their sphere. Ask me no more if east or west the phoenix builds her spicy nest. For unto you at last she flies and in your fragrant bosom dies. So this is the entire poem. And as you can see, whenever a new stanza begins, the same line is repeated. Or the same phrase is repeated. Now, anaphora is frequently found in the Bible. And if you see Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, now the famous speech of Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream, which is called I have a dream. This particular phrase, I have a dream, is repeated in that entire speech. So this can be an example of anaphora. So what is anaphora? Repetition at the beginning. And the purpose of anaphora can be for emphasis, to create emphasis. And it is particularly used in argumentative prose and sermons. For example, whatever is there in the Bible, you'll find plenty of examples of anaphoras.